Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Money for nothing.
Money
Very
for nothing.
Very much like doing this show. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. Great news for Canberra Raiders and their fans. In the nation's capital last night, they got the job done over the Rabbitohs, 16 points to 10. And no small thanks to this man, Jared Croker, who joins us now. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Enormous atmosphere at that ground and throughout the town has been for some time. In fact, all this year, the connection between the club and the city has been brilliant. And no small thanks, I guess, to Ricky Stewart, but also you guys. In terms of knowing you've achieved something special last night and moderating that with what's getting ready for next week, what was Ricky's message after the game to you?
Obviously he was quite proud of us, mate, and quite happy. And he's quite an emotional sort of bloke, so he didn't want to say too much and get himself too emotional, but his main message was, I thought we'd done it really well, but enjoying the week, enjoying the build up and the atmosphere, and not taking yourself out of the picture. I mean, if you're going to win big games and be in big games, you've got to be able to enjoy the atmosphere and the build up around it. We spoke about it going into all last week's game, obviously big build up around here about switching on and switching off, and enjoying the outside stuff and away from footy and when it's time to prepare and train, we're switched on and right to go.
Speaking of Ricky being emotional, when had a chat to him straight after the game on the sideline, he had tears in his eyes and had to sort of stop talking at one stage because he didn't want to let it all out. Have there been times either last night or throughout the year or even any time under Ricky Stewart that he has been brought to tears and he shows just how passionate he is?
He gets like that a lot, yeah. Like after most wins, to be honest, when he starts talking and you can tell, yeah, he does get a little bit choked up. And, he's so passionate about the club and he loves Canberra and loves the joint. And, yeah, he's been a bit like that. We were all a bit like that last night. It was a bit of a long time coming, I guess. I was pretty excited myself there towards the end. But I think that just shows how passionate Rick is with the club and how much he loves the club and the boys. He'd do anything for any of our boys. And, it's good to see that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's good that Ricky likes to join it because it's been legalised, so that's all okay.
Stuck one in there.
It's going to be good for recruitment.
Yeah. Hey, Jared, I've got to ask, mate, what has changed from last year? I mean, the Raiders last year, they're losing the close ones or, they're getting run down. What changed in the off-season for the Raiders to play like they have now? I know there's been a lot of talk about the Englishmen and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, obviously the Englishmen have been great. Johnny Bateman. He just brings out that winning mentality. He just wants to win everything he does. They're all like that. Hodjo, Elliot, Ryan Sutton. They just got that. I don't know how many broken ping pong tables are around, brackets are around their training, but they just want to win everything. And yeah. Johnny's really brought that in our whole side. And just our whole defensive mentality, mate. We've won games off the back of our defence like we did last night. We've done that all year. Just grinding away and tough defensive wins and working hard for your mate. It's all it's come down to for us this year defensively. And I also think having Jack White in the front line defensively is a massive strength. And obviously having him next to me there is pretty enjoyable as well. Always know if I'm going to my man and he's going to come back on the inside, then he's got Jack White's left shoulder to deal with. So it's a pretty strong front line as well.
What? How many guys, Jared, have been in a grand final before? Over, obviously not within the Super League, but in the NRL. Have you got any grand final experience there?
One.
Who? BJ. See ya?
BJ. Yeah. BJ when he was about 18 in 2010. I actually remember that game. For the Roosters,
okay.
BJ. Then he's going to win that game. I think.
It's obviously big and exciting week ahead. As Ricky sort of laid out the plans, there's obviously grand final breakfasts and different things that you need to deal with along the way.
Haven't yet, mate. To be honest, I've been on the phone replying to text messages all morning more than anything. But everyone's pretty excited, as you'd imagine. But I think we'll go in tomorrow morning, mate, and do some recovery and a bit of stuff. And there'll probably be a bit of housekeeping there. It'll be more about I'll try and get the tickets and stuff organised as early as possible so there's no dramas through the week. And I'd imagine we'd go down. We have nine blokes up for Daly M Awards on Wednesday night, so I'd imagine we'd just be down there from then.
There's a breakfast. I think it's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah. Thursday and a dinner, and then you might as well stay down there. So I would say we'll be doing that, mate.
What about the good news you got today? Josh Papali will be allowed to play?
Yeah, I sort of thought that, and I'm not being biased. I didn't really think it was a penalty, to be honest, unless he actually made contact with his head, but I don't think he did. I thought it was just a good shot. I wasn't concerned anyway. Papa might have been a bit worried, but I wasn't concerned about it all, mate, so it's a relief for him as well.
Mate, you talk about Papa. I'm not sure what he's been doing different, but whatever he's doing this year, he's doing everything well on the field. It's his best football, and he just seems so happy with him, the way he's playing.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable, mate. He won our Meningham Medal, our Player of the Year again, for the third out of the 4th year. He probably should be going in Prop of the Year. I mean, he'd be up there anyway on Wednesday. He was probably Queensland's best player in Origin. He's been our best player here, mate, and he's been unreal. The big moment for Papa was last year. We had his wedding on the weekend and on the Saturday, and then the Monday morning we were in a 3-day army camp. And instead of Papa going on the honeymoon, he came to the army camp. So
that's awesome.
That's the sort of bloke he is. And it's working for Papa. I don't know what too much has changed. I mean, he's obviously his weight. He actually got up and when he received the Meningham medal, and I don't know how a trainer thought about it, but he goes, "I'm still running last in fitness and never making any of your time, so I don't know what's really changed." That might be the trick to winning the Meningham medal. He got 3 out of the last 4. And,
he's a
I don't think the trainer was happy with it.
Maybe the secret is the golf, because when we spoke to him last night, he said that even yesterday morning, a few of them were playing golf. Is that something you guys get up to all the time?
Yeah, the boys love it. I play a little bit here and there. I don't play it as much as they do. Rapper and Papa and Elliot and Ryan, so they play flat out like 3 or 4 times a week. And they go play in the comp on game day. I can think of nothing worse. playing golf on as it is, let alone
where do they play, mate?
They have a game. Gold Creek or Yuani normally.
Yeah, they'll play the Jason Creek. Yeah. Also, mate, Royal Canberra. What a great golf course.
Good course, isn't it? Yeah. So he hits well to it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
What about, you had a few bumps and bruises, obviously, coming out of last night. Is Josh Hodgson sort of had that burner when he saved that certain try? We saw, obviously, that was unbelievable. We saw Joey, I think, limped off and got replaced in the end there. Everyone looking okay?
Yeah, I haven't heard too much more this morning, mate. I've texted both their boys. I haven't got a reply yet, so they might be getting treatment or something. But I'm not sure about Joey. I don't know what he's actually done or the extent of it all. I know, just knowing Jacko for as long as I've known him, you'll have to cut his arm off to stop him playing this week. So I'm sure he'll be fine, whatever he's done.
Hey, Joe, quickly, what's it like having Mick Ennis there? Because I know a few years back down there, the Canberra fans weren't a big fan of him. Now I see him last on the coach's box. How's he been down there with you?
He's been great, mate. He's really, really good, Mickey. I think a lot of the boys, probably the whole of Canberra, but the players and that, everyone's probably a bit unsure with me when Stick told us that he was coming down. And the first thing he came in was come in and he bought in. He said from day one he's a Raider and this is what he wants to do and be a Raider. So, mate, he's one of us now. And you see how excited to get. He comes down and does a lot of work with our attack and with our spine. And he's a great bloke and he enjoys the atmosphere. He enjoys being a Raider and that's all we can ask for, really.
Well, Jared Croker, I think there are a lot of people like Mick Ennis who have suddenly become Raiders. I think your support base will be huge, not just those from Canberra, but ANZ Stadium next Sunday. I imagine the masses of people supporting you. Congratulations on getting there, mate.
Yeah, enjoy the week.
Thanks, guys. Will do. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, Jared.
Absolute
pleasure. Yeah. There he is. Jared Croker from the Raiders, who, as I said, 16-10 on that tyre power scoreboard over the Rabbits. They are there.